Chapter 11.
哥林多后书第十一章。哥林多后书第十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11. And there were some problems, many problems in the Corinthian assembly.
那里有一些也很多的问题在当时的哥林多教会。
Paul addresses many of these problems in the first book, and then when he writes 2 Corinthians, he deals with the other problems, many other problems as well.
在第一封格林多前书里提到的这些问题，在格林多后书呢，他也提到了很多他们这样的问题怎么去应对。
The fact is that 1 and 2 Corinthians should often be read together because some of the problems dealt with in the first book are also dealt with in the second. The two go together trying to strengthen that assembly in Corinth.
所以呢，格林多前书、格林多后书应该是一起来读哈。因为有些问题在格林多前书里提到，在格林多后书里也提到，所以这两个可以互相的去解释那个当时在格林多发生的问题。
And in particular, in the congregation at Corinth, there were some false teachers.
因为当时在格林多教会里有一些伪教师。
There is much false teaching in the world today.
今天的当今的世界上有很多的伪教师。
And many of you are relatively new believers, and for you, the question is, who should we believe?
所以呢，我们中间很多人呢，都是新的信徒。那个问题就是说，我们应该去相信什么？
And some, I have noted, make contact with often preachers on the internet one way or the other.
因为你们中间有些人呢，我知道你们在网上看一些那个网上的传道人的讲道。
And so people will come to me and they'll say to me, what do you think about Mr. So-and-so? I hear him on the internet. He's a pretty good preacher.
所以呢，你们中间有些人呢跟我说，你听说过那个谁谁谁吗？他在网上讲道，他是一个很好的传道人。
And often I have to say, well, I really don't know. I don't know that name. I'll maybe look it up.
所以呢，通常我会说呢，我不知道这个人，我必须去查一查。
Sometimes when I look the name up, I find that the preacher isn't maybe that good.
有时候呢，我去查一下那个人的名字呢，然后发现那个人不一定非常好。
And under those circumstances, I've got to say, well, I wouldn't bother listening to that person if I were you.
所以有时候呢，我会跟那个人说，如果我是你，我就不会去听他讲道。
There are lots of false teachers in the world today, hard for us to know.Which teachers to believe?
所以呢，当今世界上有许许多多的伪教师，对我们来说很难知道我们应该去听谁的。
So just recently, a man asked me about a preacher. He said, "What do you think about him?" I learned a little bit more about him, and I found out that that particular preacher wasn't telling people how to get to heaven the right way.
所以呢，有一个人呢来问我说，你怎么看那个谁在网上的一个传道人？然后我去查了一下，我说那个人呢，我发现那个人他并不知道怎么告诉你去天堂。
So I had to say you better not listen to him because he will lead you in the wrong direction.
所以我说那你最好不要听他的，因为他会把你带偏了。
And then I was asked about another preacher. I looked him up and I found out that he's a pretty good guy. It's just that he doesn't manage his money properly at all.
另外呢，我也告诉一个人，也是讲到我去看查呢，他是也虽然他是个好人，但是他就不善于管理他的钱财。
Actually, he decided that he would rather go to prison than pay his taxes.
所以他决定呢，他说他宁愿坐牢，他也不想付税。
And so I concluded that there are many, many people who say they're Christians, but they often end up in trouble when it comes to money.
通常呢，我认为那些人呢，他说他是基督徒，但是他们通常在那个钱上，对待钱的时候就有问题了。
So in general terms, when you meet preachers who are always asking you for money, you've got a pretty good sign that something is wrong.
通常呢，就有这么个规律，如果一个人他传道，他问你要钱，那通常就不是个什么好事。
So the people in Corinth were upset with Paul because he would not accept their money.
当时的哥林多人呢，他们对保罗不满意，因为保罗不收他们的钱。
Now, frankly, if I met somebody who consistently refused to accept my money, I probably would say, I like the way you do business. I'll be back for more of your money.
所以呢，坦率地说，如果我碰到一个人，他一直拒绝收我的钱的话，我就说呢，你这个管理这个的方式很好，我可能会回来给你，为了你的钱回来。
So I took my car in for repair a few months ago, and the man said, oh, I won't charge you, that wasn't much, I won't charge you.
所以呢，他的车他带他去拿去修，然后那个修的人说，这个并没有太多的麻烦，所以我不收你的钱。
So what did I say?
我说什么呢？
I say, I think you're a good businessman, I think I'm going to like to be your customer.I'll come back. I like your prices.
他说，我认为你是一个好的生意人，我会回来继续跟你做生意，我喜欢你的价格。
Now the verses that we were considering when we finished last time was that the Corinthians said to Paul, we don't think you're a very good preacher because you won't accept our money.
所以呢，上个星期我们停在的地方呢，就是当时的哥林多人说，我认为保罗你并不是一个好的传道人，原因是你不收我们的钱。
And so the question is, what would be wrong with that?
所以问题是，这个有什么不对吗？
And the answer is, there were other preachers in that congregation who wanted their money.
所以答案呢就是有其他的传道人，当时在哥林多呢，他是找他们要钱。
And when Paul refused to accept their money, they said, this is bad, because if Paul refuses to accept their money, they may stop giving me some money.
所以呢，当时他们认为呢，保罗拒绝收他们的钱呢，这个就不对了。为什么呢？因为如果保罗不收钱，那么他们以后也不会给我钱。
So they twisted the whole thing around and they said, Paul, you're the bad man because you won't accept money. We're the good man and therefore you should give us the money.
所以呢，当时他们就把这个东西完全强解了。他们说，保罗你不是一个好人，因为你不收我们的钱。我希望你们收我的钱。
All right, does that sound good or bad?
这个是听起来不错还是不错？
Something's wrong with those false teachers. They should not be teaching in order to make money.
因为一定有什么事情不对，他们不应该去教导，为了钱去教导。
And so Paul's conclusion on this subject is chapter 11 and verse 12.
所以保罗得出的结论是在哥林多后书第十一章的第十二节。
Paul says, I will keep on doing what I'm doing in order to cut the ground from under those who want an opportunity to be considered equal with us in the things they boast about.
所以哥林多后书第十一章第十二节，我现在所做的，后来还要做，为要断绝那些寻机会人的机会，使他们在所夸的事上也不过与我们一样。
So they're basically saying Paul is not a good man. He's not doing things right. So you give us the money.
那基本上呢，他们是说呢，保罗他不是一个好人，他并没给你们好的教导，所以你们把你们的钱给我们。
And what he was basically saying is, I'm not going to accept any of your money in order to prove that the other people who will only preach to you for money are wrong.
所以呢，我这里基本上保罗是说呢，我不会接受你们的钱，这样呢，就是让那些人为了钱去讲道的人，来证明他们为了钱讲道是错。
So just remember, money, the love of money, can be a big problem in the church.
所以呢，这里呢，就是说爱钱在教会里是一个非常大的问题。
Now Paul, continuing to explain himself, says in verse 13, for such men, these false prophets are false apostles, they are deceitful workers, masquerading as apostles of Christ.
所以呢，这里呢，保罗继续跟他自己做解释，第十三节，那等人是假使徒，行事诡诈，装作基督使徒的模样。
So it's possible that there could be in a congregation, and certainly would be in other churches, there could be those who are not really believers at all. They're just there for the money.
所以呢，这是有可能的。当时在格林多教会和在其他的教会里，有那些人，他们根本就不是基督徒，他们在那里的目的只是为了赚钱。
All right, verse 14 says, and no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light.
所以第十四节接着说，这也不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使。
So if the devil were to walk in to the chapel when you were here, what do you think he would look like?
所以那个魔鬼当他走到教会里面的时候，你认为他会长什么样？
He probably looked like the nicest Christian you ever saw.
他可能看起来像一个你见过的最好的基督徒。
And you'd probably end up saying, oh, you'll like that man. He's a good man.
你可能会这么说，你们要学那个人，他是一个非常好的人。
And so, if the devil presents himself as an angel of light, verse 15, it's not surprising if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve.
那这个呢，就是说呢，如果第十四节里讲到，如果那个恶魔当着光明的天使来出现，那么那个恶魔的跟随者呢，他们装着一个正义的人也是不足奇怪的。
But it often takes a long time to see what their end will be, and in the meantime, they often do a lot of damage.
所以呢，通常呢，不知道他们会在什么时候结束，但是通常呢，他们会造成很大的破坏对教会。
All right, so Paul goes on then, and he says in verse 16, I repeat,Let no one take me for a fool, but if you do, then receive me just as you would a fool, so that I may do a little boasting.
所以第十六节接着说，我再说人不可把我看作愚妄的，纵然如此，也要把我当作愚妄人接纳，叫我可以略略自夸。
And we'll keep on reading a couple more verses. In this self-confident boasting, I'm not talking as the Lord would, but as a fool.
Yeah, 我们继续读几节经文，第十七节，我说的话不是奉主命说的，乃是向愚妄人放胆自夸。
Since many are boasting in the way the world does, I too will boast.
第十八节，既有好些人凭着血气自夸，我也要自夸了。
And so he's basically saying, I'm going to tell you some things that I'm boasting about. I shouldn't have to boast, but I'm just going to tell you that I'm not just an ordinary person. God is in me. What I do because of my love for God.
所以呢，他说的，我要告诉你一些，我本来可以夸口，但是我没有夸的，因为我不是一个普通的人，是神在我里面，神让我做什么，我就做什么我该做的。
And then he says, since many are boasting in the way the world does, I too will boast. You gladly put up with fools since you are wise.
你继续说呢，既有好些人凭着血气自夸，我也自夸了。你们既是精明人，就能甘心忍耐愚妄人。
And verse 20 says, in fact, you even put up with anyone who enslaves you or exploits you or takes advantage of you, or pushes himself forward, or slaps you in the face.
第二十节继续说，假若有人抢你们做奴仆，或侵吞你们，或掳掠你们，或侮辱你们，或打你们的脸，你们都能忍耐他。
All right, so it is very easy for Christians, especially younger, newer Christians, to follow man rather than following the Bible.
所以呢，对那些刚刚的信徒，或者是说刚信主的那些人，是非常容易的去追随人，而不是追随圣经。
And the men that they follow are often not good men. They take advantage of people.
所以那些真追随的，他们追随的人呢，通常并不是什么好人，他们其实一直在占他们的便宜。
And so it's not at all uncommon for a church leader to exercise very strong and often bad control over other people.
所以呢，通常呢，在一些教会里的有些领导人呢，他们对一些人产生了一些，对一些人做了一些不好的控制。
And so the Christian is continually encouraged to make sure that his faith is in the Lord, not in some particular people, some particular preachers.
所以呢，基督徒通常要被激励，他们的信心是在主里面，而不是在某一个特定的人或者特定的传道人里面。
So among the many reasons that we have many different preachers at 16th is because we don't want any of you to follow one man. We want you all to follow the Lord Jesus.
所以在我们16节教会内呢，我们通常会邀请很多的传道人来。这里的原因呢，就是说我要你们跟随主，而不是跟随某一个特定的传道人。
There are in the world today many what we call cults.
所以呢，在这个世界呢，很多我们把他们称为 cults.
And very often a religious leader will get a large following behind him and then will lead them into serious error.
所以通常呢，一些宗教的领导人呢，他们会引起很多人来跟随他们，然后这些通常会把他们带到一个非常致命的错误里面去。
It happens all over the world in any number of different cultures. It happens right here in Canada.
所以呢，在整个世界上，这样的事情都会有发生，在不同的语言和文化里，也在我们加拿大也有这样的事发生。
So verse 20 says, you even put up with anyone who enslaves you.
所以呢，在那个第二十节说呢，他们有些人就抢你们做奴仆。
So the Corinthians were happy to do things for these false leaders, false teachers, false apostles amongst them. They would do basically anything for them. They were following the leader rather than following the Lord Jesus.
所以当时的哥林多人呢，他们很高兴去跟随这些假教师、假使徒、假领导。所以呢，他们不是去跟随主耶稣基督。
And so Paul basically says after this, he says, I'm going to tell you what kind of a person I am.
所以保罗基本上是这样说，我要告诉你们我是一个什么样的人。
So verse 21 and 22 say, to my shame I admit that we were too weak for that. What anyone else dares to boast about, I am speaking as a fool, I dare to boast about as well.
所以第二十一节、二十二节说，我说这话是羞辱自己，好像我们从前是软弱的。然而人在任何事上勇敢，我说句愚妄的话，我也勇敢。
Then he goes on and he says in verse 22, Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they Abraham's descendants? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I am out of my mind to talk like this, but I...And more.
第二十二节、第二十三节接着说，他们是希伯来人吗？我也是。他们是以色列人吗？我也是。他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔吗？我也是。第二十三节，他们是基督的仆人吗？我说句狂话，我更是。我比他们多受劳苦，多下监牢，多受鞭打，是过重的，冒死是屡次有的。
So people often come and they would say, you should listen to me because I'm a Hebrew, I'm Jewish.
所以呢，那些人通常会来说，你应该听我的，因为我是希伯来人，我是个犹太人。
They might say, I'm very definitely a descendant of Abraham, you'd better listen to me.
所以他们会跟你说的，我就肯定是亚伯拉罕的后人，你应该听我的。
And Paul goes on now, and he's going to say why they should listen to him rather than these other so-called apostles. And he's going to give a list now of what was great in his life.
所以保罗说呢，你们为什么应该听我，而不是听那些他们自己称为是使徒的？所以呢，他要告诉很多在他的生命里发生的大事。
So he's saying, you should listen to me because I am more than those people.
他就说呢，你们应该听我的，因为我比他们更多。
He says, first of all, I've worked much harder. I've been in prison more frequently. I've been flogged more severely and have been exposed to death again and again.
所以他就是讲呢，我比他们多受劳苦，多下监牢，受鞭打是过重的，冒死是屡次有的。
So there are a couple of reasons for the authority of the preacher. One reason is because his doctrine is what the Bible teaches.
所以呢，有几件事情来看这个。传道人是不是有权威的，就是看他是不是教圣经上的东西。
Another is because his character shows that he really does follow the Lord Jesus.
所以第二个呢，就是他的品格和品质显示出来他真的是跟随主耶稣基督的。
So he's basically saying, listen,I'm interested in people who not only talk like the Lord Jesus, but we've got to pay attention to people who live like the Lord Jesus.
我呢，就是说他基本上提醒他们，不是说看这个人不是仅仅是说话的方式像主耶稣，而是他活出来像主耶稣的样子。
That's why it's interesting And it's important to know your teachers.
这就是为什么非常重要的，你要去了解你的老师。
Because if you know them, you'll know whether they are sincere in what they're teaching or whether there's an ulterior motive. Their character will tell you a great deal.
如果你知道这个教师，你就知道他是不是真诚的来教导，还是他有其他的动机和目的来做传道。
Paul goes on to explain some of the great problems that he had. Verse 24, he says, 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one.
因为保罗继续讲他所受的苦，被犹第二世节被犹太人鞭打5次，每次40下，减去1下。
Can you imagine that? 39 lashes on the back, and your back would be just totally raw.
你去想象一下，39鞭打在你的背上，你的背会被打烂的。
That happened to him, you'll remember, in Philippi when he was thrown into prison because he cast the demon out of that slave girl.
这里当时在腓立比是发生的，因为他把那个恶魔从一个奴仆的女仆身上赶出去，他们就把他送到监狱鞭打。
All right, so here we are, verse 25. He says, 3 times I was beaten with rods. That wouldn't be very pleasant.
这第25节说，被棍打了3次，这个肯定不好受。
He says, once I was stoned. And then he says, 3 times I was shipwrecked.
然后继续说呢，被石头打了1次，遇着船坏3次。
And he says, I spent a day and a night in the open sea.
继续说呢，一昼一夜在深海里。
Okay, what would a normal, ordinary man do after all that?
所以呢，如果这一切的发生呢，一个正常的人他会怎么做呢？
Hey, if I were him, I think I'd say, I want early retirement.
所以呢，如果我是保罗，我会说我想早点退休。
I think that would hurt. I'd rather have another job, wouldn't you?
我说这个太疼了，所以我想另外找一份工作，是不是？
Paul was sincere in his life. He did all this, but he wouldn't accept a penny from these Corinthians for being that kind of a character.
所以呢，保罗是一个非常真诚的，在他的基督徒人生里，所以他不会接受哥林多人的甚至一分钱。
He says, I've been constantly on the move. I've been in dangers in the rivers, in dangers from bandits, in dangers from my own countrymen, in dangers from the Gentiles, in dangers in the city, in dangers in the country, in dangers at sea, and in dangers from false brethren.
第26节继续说，又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险，盗贼的危险，同族的危险，外邦人的危险，城里的危险，旷野的危险，海中的危险，假兄弟的危险。
All right, so was Paul sincere? Yeah. Did Paul have a credibility? Yeah. Was Paul right in the statements that he was making? Sure. The proof was that he was on the edge of death all the time for these Corinthians.
保罗是真诚的吗？是的。他是品格好的吗？是的。 他在这些所有的苦难中，他多次都走在死亡的边缘。他告诉这些哥林多人。
He says, verse 27, I've labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I've known hunger and thirst and have gone without food. I have been cold and naked.
第27节, 即使说, 受劳碌, 受困苦, 多次不得睡, 又饥又渴, 多次不得食, 受寒冷, 赤身露体。
Why would he do this?
为什么这么做呢?
Because he was a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was going to be going to heaven. The Lord was going to reward him abundantly for it. What he preached, he believed.
所以他是一个基督徒，所以呢，他将会去天堂，他是神的仆人，在天堂里神会给他所有的这些，给他大大的奖赏，所以他传他信的东西。And the
price that he paid for living the kind of, for preaching what he preached was that he was willing to endure all of these things. His character proved the sincerity of his belief.
所以他传道呢，是因为他那个为这些所有的这些付出代价，证明他是真诚的，他的所有的品格是值得的。
And then he concludes, he says, beside everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches.
第28节继续说，除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。
He says, I'm not just concerned about you, Corinthians. I'm concerned about all the problems of all the people in all the churches.
所以他说呢，我不光是关心你们哥林多教会的人，我关心世界上所有的教会的，所有的教会人，关心他们。And
these were not just the churches that he had been to. He actually wrote the book of Romans, and he wrote it to the Roman church. He'd never been there, but he was concerned about them.
所以这里呢，并不是说他写教会只是他去的，他甚至写教会给罗马教会。 当时呢，他还没有去罗马。
He says, verse 29, Who is weak and I do not feel weak? Who is led into sin and I do not inwardly burn?
第29节经是说, 有谁软弱我不软弱呢? 有谁跌倒我不焦急呢?
So how would you know the difference between a true teacher and a false teacher?
你怎么知道一个真的教师和一个伪教师的区别呢?
A true teacher is going to teach you the word of God, and he's not going to teach you what is not in the word of God.
所以一个真的教师呢，他会教你神的话，他不会教不是神的话。
But a false teacher is going to teach you what's not in the word of God, and he's going to be asking you for money.
所以呢，那个伪教师呢，他们不教圣经里的话，但是他们还要找你收钱。
The true teacher is going to back up what he says with a life that shows it's real.
所以一个真的教师呢，他的人生会证明他所讲的。
All right. So he goes on in verse 30, he says, if I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weaknesses.
第30节继续讲，我若必须自夸，就夸那关乎我软弱的事变了。He
says, I am very definitely a weak person. He says, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is to be praised forever. He knows that I'm not lying.
所以呢，保罗这里说我是一个非常软弱的人，我们主耶稣的天父他会知道我没有撒谎。And
so as an example of his weakness, he talks about how he got out of the city of Damascus in Acts chapter 9 when he was a very new Christian.
所以呢，这里讲到的呢，在使徒行传的九章里，他怎么
He says, in Damascus, the governor under King Aretas had the city of Damascus, or the Damascenes, guarded in order to arrest me. But I was lowered in a basket from a window in the wall and slipped through his hands.
第32节继续讲，这大马士革亚米达王手下的提督把守大马士革城要捉拿我。第33节，我就从窗户中，在筐子里，从城墙上被人坠下去，脱离了他们的手。
So that's a sign of weakness, isn't it?
这是一个软弱的表现，是不是？
He says, I was so weak, I was trying to get out of Damascus. The only way I could do it was to go through a hole in a wall in a basket, and down, I was led out down the wall in the dark of night, probably with a rope tied to the basket. I didn't know whether the basket was going to break. I didn't know whether the rope was going to break. I didn't know whether the guys holding the rope would let go. And he said, I was totally under the control of these other people. He said, I've been in weakness and weakness and weakness and weakness, and the Lord has sustained me.
所以他说呢，我的软弱表现在什么？当时我在大马士革，我要逃出去的时候，我不得不从城墙的一个洞里，一个人从绳子，装在篮子里掉下去。我不知道那个绳子会不会断，我不知道那篮子会不会破。所以他当时所有的命运全交到那些控制那个篮子的人手里，所以他就从那里出来。所以尽管他这么软弱，但是主是给他力量的。
So if you were to ask Paul, how did you do that, Paul? How did you manage to stay alive after being lashed 39 times? How did you manage to stay alive for 24 hours in the ocean, treading water for 24? How did you do that? What's he going to say?
所以呢，如果你问保罗说你怎么做到的，你受到那么多苦，你被鞭打了39下，然后又在海里待了24小时，你怎么去活下来了？你怎么做到的？你问，你以为他会怎么回答你
？He's going to say it's obvious. The Lord helped me. I could never have done it on my own. I could never have stood all the stresses and strains of that kind of a life if the Lord wasn't helping me. That's what it's all about.
那显然呢，肯定是主在帮我。主帮我做的一切，如果没有主啊，一切都做不了。如果这些东西在这所有的事情里没有主帮助我，我所有的事情我根本就做不到。
And so that's the wonderful thing in all of our lives. Somebody will come to us and say, "How did you do that?" And you'll say, "Well, the Lord helped me."
所以这呢，在我们人生中呢，很多人的人生中都是一件非常奇妙的事儿。如果一个人说，哎，你怎么能够活到今天？你说是主帮助了我。
It's all the goodness of God. That's where our strength lies. Now, the false teacher, he's going to have to say, I got my strength some other way.
所以呢，这都是神的美善，是神我们人生的力量。所以其他的那些伪教师都会说呢，我可以教你另外一种方式去做。
Now he says, in verse 1 of chapter 12, he says, I must go on boasting, although there is nothing to be gained. I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord.
所以第十二章大家翻到第十二章第一节说，我自夸固然无益，但我是不得已的。如今我要说到主的显现和启示。
Now there are many in the so-called Christian world today who will tell you, you should follow me because I have received some visions from the Lord.
所以呢，今天一些被称为基督徒的人说，你应该跟随我，因为我得到了主的一些启示和显现。
And they will say, now the Lord told me such and so. The Lord told me this. you'd better listen to me because you see, the Lord told me this.
他们说呢, 是主告诉我的, 所以你最好听我的, 你听我的原因是因为这是主跟我说的, 主说我要怎么做, 怎么做, 所以我告诉你, 你应该听我。
So, if you listen to people today, they will often say to you, you should follow me because I can do these miracles.
通常呢, 你今天, 看到一些人呢, 他说你应该来跟随我, 是因为我会行一些神迹。
You should listen to me because I've got these extra visions. I've got things that I can tell you that come from the Lord. Nobody else can tell you, but God gave it to me.
所以呢,他说你应该听我的, 是因为我有这种特别的感觉, 我能从主那里得到启示, 因为是主告诉我的, 所以你应该听我的。
They will go so far as to say, if you follow me, you'll have better health. If you follow me, you'll make more money.
所以他们基本上是这样说, 如果你跟着我, 你会非常有很好的身体健康, 你会有赚很多钱。
They will tell you that I have learned how you can get the Holy Spirit and He will help you. You've got to come my way for that.
所以他也是说呢, 我学会了, 怎么样把圣灵请到里面来, 我可以教你这样, 把圣灵也放在你里面去。
And it's interesting, as you study the life of the Apostle Paul, you realize that Paul didn't follow those kinds of things. Paul didn't say, I've got all kinds of health, I've got all kinds of wealth, I've got all kinds of prosperity. He didn't have that.
所以呢,你要去研究保罗的人生, 你会发现呢, 保罗根本就不追随那个, 你没有发现保罗有很好的身体健康, 你没有发现保罗有很多钱, 也没有发现保罗很成功。
But he says, let's take a look at this visions thing. I'm going to see what we should know about visions because people will tell you they've had a special vision from God. Let's see what he did.
所以呢,他说呢,我现在来呢,我们呢,谈谈这个显现的事。有很多人,他们从神那里有特别的显现,那我呢,这真是有的,我来跟你们谈谈。
Alright, so I'm going to read you just a few verses now about visions, Paul and visions.
所以呢,我们要读几节经文来谈到保罗和显现的那些。
He says, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, he was caught up to paradise. He heard inexpressible things that a man is not permitted to tell.
所以我们他刚读二到四节，我跟他跟大家读一下。第二节，我认识，我认得一个在基督里的人，他前十四年被提到第三层天上去，或在身内，我不知道，或在身外，我也不知道。 只有神知道,第三节,我认得这人,或在身内,或在身外,我都不知道,只有神知道,第四节,他被提到乐园里,听见隐秘的言语,是人不可说的。Paul
says, I knew this man, and he had visions, but interestingly, he wasn't able to tell anybody about them.
保罗说的,我知道这样一个人,他被神显现过,但是他根本就不知道。
Other people would say, I've had these wonderful visions. I'm going to write them down in a book and I can make lots of money.
所以有些人呢说呢, 我有这样一种神的显现的一个经历, 我要把它记下来, 我要写一本书, 这个书可能可以会卖很多钱。
Paul says, I know about visions. But he says, these visions were not permitted to tell. Don't be deceived by people who are going to say to you, I've had a vision. You've got to come with me. You've got to read my book. You've got to pay me some money.
以保罗说呢，我知道这样的一种显现，但这样的显现呢，他是不允许告诉别人的，所以你不要听那些人说我有一种特别的显现，我把它记下来了，我知道什么，我写个书，你最好给我点钱。
Paul says, I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself except about my weaknesses.
所以呢，保罗说，我不会拿那些夸口，除了我拿我自己的软弱来夸口。
Why does he boast about his weaknesses?
为什么要为他的软弱去夸口呢？
Because his weaknesses were so weak that the only way you could explain it, his life, was that God was working in him.
所以呢，他的软弱是如此的软弱啊，在他的人生中，唯一能够解释他的软弱的，他所做的事是神在他的人生里做工。
In some respects,The Apostle Paul was something like the American preacher of a bygone age whose name was D.L. Moody.
因为很多时候这个保罗他的那个传道呢就像一个很有名的美国传道人他的名字叫穆迪。
Moody was a Chicago businessman, not a very big businessman,But he was in business in a small way in Chicago.
所以呢，穆迪呢，他当时在芝加哥，他是一个生意人，但不是一个很大的生意，而是一个小的比较小的生意。但是他当时的生意是在芝加哥。
He left all that in order to be a preacher.
所以他放弃了所有的他的生意，以便成为一个传道人。
He went to England to preach, and he was had a powerful impact on the universities of Cambridge and Oxford, and many students, many faculty trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
所以呢，他去英国传道，所以他的那个传道的力量是如此的强，当时影响了牛津和剑桥的学生，当时在牛津和剑桥，很多大学生，他们相信了主为他们的个人救主。
One of the newspapers sent a reporter to his meetings with this instruction: find out what the secret of his power is as a preacher. How could he preach? And so many people in these universities.Trusted the Lord.
所以他们呢派了一个记者去听他的讲道，然后呢试图去发现他的力量是从哪里来的，他怎么如此有力量让那么多的大学生信了主。
The reporter listened, I think, for about 3 weeks to his sermons, and then he wrote his report.
所以那个记者呢，连续听了3个星期他所有的讲道，然后写下了他的报告。
And he basically said this: the only way that you can explain this man's greatness as a preacher is that God is using him.
他的那个基本上说，这是唯一的能够解释这个人是一个伟大的传道人的。理由就是神在他里面。
He said, in fact, he's not really a very good preacher.
他实际上呢，他并不是一个很好的传道人。
He said, he doesn't speak the English language very well. He talks not just like an American, but he talks like an uneducated American.
他说呢，他甚至连英语都讲不好。他讲话的时候呢，不仅是说像一个美国人讲英语，甚至呢，就是像一个没有受过教育的美国人在讲英语。
He said his sermons actually aren't really that good.
他的那些讲到的信息并不没有那么好。
He said the only way you can explain that man is that God is speaking through him.
所以他说呢，唯一的原因你能够解释的呢，是神。通过穆迪在讲话。
Now they said of the Apostle Paul that he wasn't a good preacher either.
所以他们同样对使徒保罗说，使徒保罗也不是一个好的传道人。
And I think that if you were to see the Apostle Paul, you probably would have concluded that he wasn't very good looking.
所以呢，我认为如果你能够看到使徒保罗，他可能看起来并不怎么好。
In some respects, Billy Graham was a popular preacher because he was good looking.
所以呢，从某种意义上来说呢，葛培理是一个很好的传道人，因为他长得很好看。
He was tall and he had a good look on him. He was the kind of person that you would like.
所以呢，他个子高高的，长得也很英俊。所以那种人应该是你们喜欢的那样的人。
But Paul says of himself that he wasn't very comely in appearance.
所以呢，保罗说呢，我并没有看起来没有那么突出。
Why did people listen to Paul?
为什么人会去听保罗讲道呢？
Because the Spirit of God spoke through him. He was weak, but the Spirit of God was strong.
因为是因为神的圣灵通过保罗的讲话，保罗他是软弱的，但是神的圣灵是强大的。
All right, so we go on now in verse 6. He says, even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool because I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain, so no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say.
第六节继续说，我就是愿意夸口，也不算狂，因为我必说实话，只是我禁止不说，恐怕有人把我看高了，过于他在我的身上所看见、所听见的。
So the Apostle Paul could have bragged a whole lot more.
所以呢，保罗呢，实际上呢，他可以自己夸更多一些。
He didn't go around telling people how good he was. He went around telling people how good Jesus was.
他并没有到处说他自己有多好，他到处说主耶稣有多好。
But you'll remember on one occasion they threw him into prison.
你记得在某种时候、某种场所，他们把他扔到监狱里去。
And he didn't tell him who he was.
并没告诉那个人他自己是谁。
After he'd been in prison for a while, they found out that he was a Roman, which meant that he should never have gone to prison in the first place.
所以呢，在他被监狱里关了一段时间以后，他们发现他是罗马人，这些罗马人呢是不应该被抓到监狱里去的。
And so the leaders sent a messenger along saying to him, you may go now. We found out you're a Roman. You may go now.
所以当时的监狱管理人就找个人去跟他说，你可以出去了，因为你是罗马人。
And he said, no, no, no. Those men put me in here. They didn't ask the questions. They put me in illegally. Let them come and apologize before I leave.
所以呢，他说不，那些人呢，他把我们扎进来的时候，他是以非法的方式扎进来的，他并没有问我这些问题，所以让那些把我扎进来的人来当面向我道歉，然后我可以出去了。
And that all makes a lot of sense to me, but my question is, why didn't he tell them that before they put him in prison?
所以这个对我来说是很有道理的。但是呢，为什么保罗在一刚开始就不告诉他们他是罗马人呢？
He could have avoided prison if he just bragged a little more, told them who he was.
所以呢，他可完全可以不在监狱里待着，如果他就直接去跟他们说他是罗马人，他们就不会抓他。
So he often went through life just hiding his credentials so that he could speak clearly about the Lord Jesus. He was happy to hide his own credentials so that the credentials of the Lord Jesus would be more apparent.
所以呢，他经常呢，当他去传道的时候，他把他自己的优势给隐藏起来， 然后这样呢，当他去传道的时候呢，他可以传道更多的关于主的那个信用可信度。
Okay, now verse 7 says, he says, to keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassing great revelations, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me.
第七节接着说，又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我的肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。
Okay, there was something wrong in his body. He was sick, or he had some physical disability.
所以呢，在他的身体里，是有病的。这也许是什么东西，也许是他的身体某一方面，那某个器官不能工作。
And it wasn't just inconvenient; it actually was tormenting him.
所以呢。这个不是说有点不方便，实际上是在让他更加痛苦。
And Paul identified it clearly as a messenger from Satan.
所以呢，保罗呢，他把这个说为是从撒旦来的差役。
So basically, he would have said, the devil has made me sick.
所以呢，基本上说呢，是恶魔让他生病。
Well, that's pretty strong language, but that's what had happened. The devil had made him sick.
所以这是一个非常强的话，但是实际上呢，确实是恶魔让他生病了。
How did Job get sick?
所以那个约伯是怎么生病的呢？
Well, the devil made him sick.
当然是恶魔让他生病的。
And in that case, it was all allowed by God so that God would get glory even from Satan when Job stayed strong in his faith.
所以呢，这所有的呢，都是在神允许的。这是为什么呢？神就甚至通过撒旦，通过约伯的信心，让神得荣耀。
And so Paul was just like Job. He was sent a messenger from Satan who made his body sick. And Paul said, all right, if that's what God wants, that's what I'm going to allow.
所以呢，保罗说呢，实际上呢，他跟约伯的不同的是呢，撒旦送了一个差役来，派了一个差役让他来生病。他说如果是这样的话，那我就依着他就这样吧。
Verse 8 says, three times I pleaded with the Lord to take that problem away from me.
第八节说，为这事我三次求过主，将这刺离开我。
But he said, my grace is sufficient for thee, Paul, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore,I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me.
所以第九节说，他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
Paul says, I end up with more power from GodBecause of this problem that I would have had if I didn't have the problem.
因为保罗说呢，因为我有这个问题，身体的问题，所以我可以在神那里得到更多的力量。如果我没有这个问题呢，也许得不到那么多。
So he says, the more weaknesses I have, the greater the problem. Therefore, I'm going to boast in my weaknesses.
因为他就说呢。我不管我的软弱是什么，我的问题有多大，我会夸我的软弱。
Well, I don't know about you, but I would find that very difficult.
我不知道你们怎么想，但是我发现那这个很困难。
I would say, Lord, it'd be far nicer if you just take the problem away.
所以呢，我就说呢，主啊，如果那个对我好一点， 然后把这个问题给我解决了。
And sometimes he does that.
有时候呢，主会解决你的问题。
And sometimes he doesn't do that.
有时候主他不解决你的问题。
And sometimes it's just like Job, and you have to wait a long time.
有时候就像约伯一样，你必须等候很长的时间。
And Paul says, I glory and I boast in my weaknesses, because when I boast in my weaknesses, the weaknesses are there, and God works in me through the weaknesses, and everybody knows it's the power of Christ that is working through me.
所以呢，保罗说呢，实际上呢，我，为我的，在我的软弱里，我喜欢这样，因为什么呢？如果我的软弱存在那里，神的大能就通过我的软弱去做工，然后呢，这样的话，这个荣耀都在神那里。
That's why verse 10 says, that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
所以第十节继续说，我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
Okay, five things. I don't like those five things.
有五样，我并不喜欢这五样东西。
I don't like weaknesses.
我不喜欢软弱。
I don't like insults.
我不喜欢被凌辱。
Every now and then, it's true, I get insults the same way you do.
所以呢，通常呢，我被凌辱的方式呢，是你被凌辱的方式差不多的。
And one of my friends threw out an insult to me the other day. I don't know that he intended to do so, but he just said something that I found very insulting.
所以呢，他几天前他的一个朋友实际上呢凌辱了他，但是呢他并不是故意要来凌辱他的，但是他听到他说的那个话以后呢，他感到被凌辱了。
And to my shame, I have to say that I didn't like it very much.
所以呢我自己羞愧，因为我根本就不喜欢那样。
And I tried to think it through.I tried in my mind to prove that what he said wasn't true, and I probably spent too much time on that.
所以呢，我可能呢自己在想他所说的指责我的东西是不对的，我可能会花了很多时间在那上面。
I don't really like hardships.
所以我根本就不喜欢那些急难。
And persecutions are a problem.
所以呢，那个被迫、逼迫也是一个问题。
But for me, difficulties are even a greater problem.
所以呢，对我来说，困苦啊，可能也更是更大的问题。
And so I read this and I say, Harold, what kind of a person are you anyway? Paul was strong, and you are very weak.
所以我对自己说 ，Harold， 你是个什么样的人呢？啊，保罗非常的强，我非常的弱。
And so I end up saying to myself, Harold, you're going to have to learn to be more like the Apostle Paul.
所以我开始对自己说 ，Harold， 你要开始学习更像保罗。
Did the Lord lead Paul through his weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions?And difficulties.
所以呢，主有没有把他从那个软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦里面把他带出来呢？
And the answer is yes. And he led him through in such a way that it was obvious that the strength and the power was due to the goodness of the Lord. And Paul gave glory to God.And when we live like that, by the grace of God, we can give glory to God as well.
实际上当然神是把他从这些所有的困苦中带出来了，所以因为他自己是软弱的，所以他把荣耀全给了主， 如果我们在我们的人生中有这样的事情啊，神把我们带出来，我们一定要把荣耀归给主。
All right, well, that's maybe a good point to a place to stop to see if there are any questions on this. Paul could have said, there's another gospel. I'm going to preach the gospel where I will tell you, you won't have any problems. I can preach the gospel where you'll never get sick and you won't have any thorns in your flesh. I could preach the gospel where you'll get all kinds of visions, or you can listen to my visions. Paul says, no, 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 no. Not going to live the way the Corinthians lived. Not going to go down that wrong road that the Corinthians went down. I'm going to follow the Lord. Questions, comments.
那这里最好的是个好的点停下来，然后大家问一些问题。这里讲到的呢，保罗说可能有另外一个福音别人在讲，但是我讲的福音并不是说如果你听到我的福音你就没有身体上的问题，没有健康上的问题，没有人生的任何问题没有刺在你身上。不不不，这不是我讲的。那当时的哥林多人呢，他们跟随了错误的人，走到错误的方向。
OK, question or comment, comment or question.
有没有什么意见和问题？要发表意见和问题。
Can I have a question?
Go ahead.
刚才这个十二章这里讲到，就说有一个保罗说有一个人被提到三层天上去，可能是在乐园里，他说他也不知道。我有点困惑这个地方。还有后面也讲过，保罗说有一个主内的姐妹，已经她的名字已经在生命册上。在生命册上，这个是在我们基督徒活着的时候就记到生命册上吗？还是死了以后？保罗怎么知道那个姐妹就在生命册上？
是Sandy said she had a little problem to understand that Paul was captured to the third heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And she had some difficulty to understand this. And also she said that Paul mentioned later on the other epistles,
mm-hmm.
says that there's two sisters, their names on the Book of Life. So how did Paul knew that, and that the Christian knew that knew whose name on the Book of Life when they are alive or after that day?
Okay, so we've got two questions.
Yeah.
The first question relates to Paul's being lifted up to the third heaven. What specifically was that question?
She had a problem to understand that verse.
All right. Well, let's go back to that verse and just read it.
Yeah.
where are we now?
12, verse 2.
I knew a man in Christ 14 years ago, caught up to the third heaven. The question, the common question that usually comes there is, who was that man? Is that the question you've got, Sonny?
所以他说呢，通常这一节的问题就是说那个人，那个是谁被提到那个三重天上去了？是不是你的问题是那个还是什么 ？Sunny， where is Sunny？ Sunny， 你还在吗
？Is Sunny gone？
I think she's maybe say internet problem。
哎呦，那么远
啊！
你顺便问一下 ，Howard， 他是活在身外，活在身内，他是指那个肉体被整个身体被提上去，还是说他的灵魂被提上去了吗？这个意思是？
So Josh got problem whether it was in the body or out of the body. So Josh's question is that only his soul or his spirit was lifted up to the third heaven, or his body also be lifted to the third heaven?
Okay, and my answer to that question is easy. I don't know.
他的答案呢是非常简单容易，他不知道。
And it's not important that we don't know, because Paul says, I don't know, and we don't know. And the theme here is really that something wonderful happened to that man, whoever he was. But though it was a great vision, it was not relevant to the rest of the world. Whatever he learned, he couldn't talk about. Why? Because he had other more important things to talk about.
因为实际上他讲的呢，我们不知道，其实这个不重要，为什么呢？因为保罗也不知道。其实呢，这个人是谁，他怎么被提到，天上三重天上去，这个不重要。重要的是什么呢？他这里要讲到的就是说，这个人 如果要讲到那个显现，神的显现，这个人他被提到三重天上去，他可以比下面所有的人讲显现的更有资格去说，更有权利去说，但是他不说，为什么呢？他有更重要的事情要说。
The lesson for us today is that our personal and private experiences with the Lord are not our major message.
所以呢，这里要传达的信息呢，是我们私下的和我们个人的，与主的那个关系，不是我们要传达的、传讲的信息的重点。One
of my good friends, I probably told you this story before, came to me one day when we were here at the chapel, and he said to me, Harold, I just had a wonderful experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. Absolutely marvelous.
因为他的一个朋友有一天来到16节教会，在这里跟他说，说 Harold， 我跟主之间有一个非常的奇妙的经历，完全是令人惊讶的。
Oh, I said, Bob, that's marvelous. Tell me all about it.
所以我说，爸爸，这个是太令人惊讶了，给我讲讲吧。
Oh, he said, I can't tell you now. It's far too precious. I couldn't tell you now.
所以他说，这个太珍贵了，我现在不想告诉你。
I said, well, all right, tell me later.
我说好吧，过后再告诉我。So
anyway, he died and went to heaven. He never did tell me.
所以呢，总的来说，他已经去天堂了，他死了，他从来没有跟他讲过那段经历。
I believe that if Paul wanted us to know more if the Lord wanted us to know more detail, we would know more detail.
我认为使徒保罗这里讲的，如果主向让我们知道更多的细节，我们会知道更多的细节。So
Sonny, I'm not sure what of that you got and whether it comes anywhere near to answering your question.
所以呢，Sonny又回来了。Sonny他刚才呢，第一个问题就是说，他问的是不是？ 你不理解的是那个人是谁，被提到三重天的人是谁，还是你对这一节有什么其他的问题？你可以 unmute
Sunny。哦哦，我不明白为什么有些人就被提到三重天去了。这三重天是哪里？他说的这个乐园，乐园是不是像是我们进天堂之前的一个客厅，暂时在那里等待？Okay,
so she didn't understand why. That someone could be lifted to the third heaven. And you think about that heaven and the paradise. But she think maybe the paradise is the lobby of heaven. Is that correct?
Yeah, they say, some have said that the paradise is the lobby of heaven. I believe that when the Lord Jesus Christ went to heaven, I think some of those who were in paradise went with him. But again, I don't know, and I'd better not speculate. I don't know for two reasons. Number one, that I haven't studied. And number two, I'm not sure that if I did study, I would know.
他说呢，有些人呢是讲啊，那个乐园就是天堂的客厅，有些人在那里等着。当然，主说跟那个囚犯说啊，你今天会跟我在乐园。当主去了天堂的时候，当然那个人肯定也跟他去了天堂。但是呢，他不想特别的去做一个说明，因为第一个原因呢，他没有去研究这个，他也没学习这方面的。但是第二个原因呢，如果他真的去学习了，他不一定。
So I wonder if it isn't something like the Apostle John in the book of Revelation.
所以呢，他就是想象着可能是那个像使徒约翰在启示录里所出现的情况。
And so you find in Revelation chapter 1, I believe, the words that say, I was in the Spirit in the Lord's day.And I saw.
现在你如果到翻到启示录的第一章的话，所以呢，
Chapter one. I'm trying to find the verse in chapter one. Maybe it's in chapter four.I believe it is chapter 4. No, I don't see it there either. Well, chapter 4 and verse 2 says, At once I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. Somehow, John...got from the Isle of Patmos to the visions that he got, and the phrase was, I was in the Spirit, and somehow he moved from the realm of where he was to the realm of heaven that he could see. In the case of Ezekiel, he was living, I believe, in Shushan, I'm not sure,And he was taken to, by the Spirit, to the river Shebar, as I understand. He, by the Spirit, was transformed one way or the other, we don't know, but he was transformed from one place to another. The phrase, in the Spirit, often means that the person was transported from one place to another. The Lord Jesus Christ was taken up into a high mountain in the days of the temptation, and he was shown all the kingdoms of the earth. So the Spirit of God reserves the right to transport us one way or another, in the body or out, we don't know, but he can transport us. I believe that Paul's transportation here, or the whoever it was who he's speaking of,that he was transported just the way Ezekiel was, just the way John was. It's something that is not common, but God often revealed it in the past to his servants. I'm not saying he does that today because the canon of scripture is full, but he could do it today.
所以呢，他说呢，在启示录第四章第二节，你我立刻被圣灵感动。像一个宝座安置在天上，又在一位座位坐在宝座上，所以他讲到这里呢，当时的那个使徒约翰在那个 Palmer 那个岛上，实际上他是被圣灵移动的，移动到一个他能看见的地方。通常呢，圣灵就是他可以把我们从一个地方移到另一个地方，就像在以西结书里面，他当时可能在那个。沙细那个河里把一下把它搞到西巴那里去了，所以圣灵呢通常都是负责把我们从一个地方运到另一个地方，所以当时呢主耶稣在变相山上也是把他圣灵把他移到天上，然后看见了所有的王国在下面，所以他相信 在这个里面，保罗或者是那个被提到三重天上的那个人，他的经历通常也是跟那个使徒约翰和以西结是差不多的。所以不管这个人是谁，是保罗还是一个被放上去的人，所以他的这个被传输的这个过程实际上是通过圣灵的。所以神的圣灵呢，通常可以在过去把未来的东西显现给我们，但他不认为现在今天会发生这样的事儿。
All right, so I apologize to Roy for that long translation requirement.
Yeah, this is bad because you cannot stop.
Well, I could stop if I think. All right. So, Linda.
我有两个问题想问一下好吗
?Jenny. Is Jenny 吗
Well, Linda had,
Linda
has the question. She was talking.
我想问一下这个人是保罗吗
他刚才说了他不确定是不是保罗。你就这个问题吗 So Linda's question is, is that man, is Paul or not?
And I don't think we know for sure. Paul says, I knew a man. Then he goes on later and he says, the abundance of the revelations to me.So there's two arguments. He could say, I knew somebody else, or he says, I knew myself. We don't know. I have never felt it to be terribly important. I don't know, Linda.
所以他说我不知道，因为当时呢，他说他知，保罗在书信里说我知道一个人，后来又说很多向我显现了，所以两面呢，他不知道怎么把他联系起来。所以呢，对他来说，还是对他自己来说，他不认为，这个人是谁是非常重要的。
我有两个问题想问一下，好吗？
啊，
就是圣经里面就谈到那个生命册和羔羊的生命册，就是我想问第一个问题，是不是我们信主重生得救以后，我们的名字就是在生命册上，我们就得救了？这两个是同一回事，还是怎么一回事？因为有的时候也是摩西也求从那个生命册上涂掉他的名字等等，还有那个去传福音的时候疫病改过，耶稣说你们要名字在生命册上才要改到就是高兴，不要因为去做了这些事情嘛。具体哪些经文我不记得了，这是一个问题。就是还有一个问题，就是启示录里面也有羔羊的生命册，那么生命册和羔羊的生命册是同一回事还是两回事呢？就是两个问题。
是she had two questions because that says a book of life, book of Lamb. Is that the same? Or first question is when we trust in the Lord and be born again and our names on the book of life or book of Lamb?
The Lamb's book of life, yes.
Yeah, the Lamb's book of life, book of life. Because she said that there's in Old Testament that there's also book of life.
Yes.
By Moses.
Yes.
Because Moses said, the Lord said to Moses, I've blocked your name from
the out of the book of life.
Yeah, so this is, what's the difference between these two books?
All right. That's a difficult question. Jenny, I'm going to give you again a very, very short answer. I'm not going to prove it. I'm going to tell you what I think. I probably should know more. If I studied more, I would give you a better answer.
所以呢，他说呢，这个是一个很难的一个问题。他同样呢，会给你一个简短的回答，但是他不会说是坚持他这个答案。但如果以后他会去学习更多的时候，他会给你更详细的答案。
I believe that the Lord has in heaven a long book, and everybody's name is in that book.
所以他认为呢，是主在天堂里有一个很长的一本书，很厚的一本书。每一个人的名字都会在那本书里。
Remember, the Bible says that God willeth not the death of any, but that all should come to repentance.
所以呢，记得圣经里说呢，啊，神不想一个人灭亡，他希望每一个人都来忏悔。
And so I believe everybody's name is in that book, but if they do not receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, if they sin by rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, then He most reluctantly has got to blot their name out of His book.
所以呢，他认为呢，啊，每个人的名字都在那本书里。如果一个人他不接受主耶稣为他的个人救主，或者是说，向着主耶稣犯了罪，然后呢，在天上的我们的天上的父呢，他就很为难的把你的名字从那本书上抹掉了。
I believe that that is the heart of our Savior.
所以呢，我相信这是我们救主的心。
And I think it's a sad day when he has to blot a name out of his book.
所以我认为那是一个悲伤的一天，当我们的救主不得不把一些人的名字从那个书上抹掉的时候。
And he says, my hopes, my plans, my objective for you was so great, and I can't even let you into my heaven. And with a broken heart, he blots the name out of his book.
他说我的计划，我的希望是如此的大啊，所以呢，如果你不在那他，你没有得救的话，当相信对主来说是一个救主来说是心碎的一天，当他把你的名字从上抹掉的时候，他非常伤心的说，我不得不能让你进入我的天堂。
So, Jenny, I think that's the short answer to that part of the question. The other part of the answer is our time is gone.
所以呢，他认为跟 Jenny 说这个问题呢是一个简短的回答。另一个问题呢，就是我们的时间到了。
So we should have a word of prayer. Some in this study, we've always tried to finish on time so that, some can get to family responsibilities. Used to be that they had to pick up children at school. You may have other responsibilities. Let's pray, and then Jenny, we can maybe carry on more with your question or Sunny as well.
所以呢，他说我们呢，每次都尝试着在按时结束，因为有些人他们要去接孩子，有些人在家里呢有责任，有其他的事情要做。所以我们先来祷告，祷告以后呢，也许Sunny和Jenny你们可以继续问问题。
Lord, we want to thank you that your gospel is so wonderful that the apostle Paul could live the life of difficulty that he lived with great joy because of the wonder, the glory, and the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们要感谢您的福音是如此的美妙，但保罗他都在困苦的时候可以过一个喜乐的人生啊，然后您的这荣耀和您的所有的一切都能显现。
Lord, help us to be like him, we pray.
主要帮助我们像保罗一样，我们祷告。
And we thank you for the fact that you do have a book. It's the book of life, and we're so thankful that when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, our names stay in that great book.
我们的感谢您有一本书，那是一本生命的书。当我们接受主耶稣为个人救主的时候，我们非常感恩的是我们的名字在那本生命的书上。
And so, Lord, we would say thank you. You've been a wonderful God to me.
我们说主啊，我们感谢您，您是一个非常奇妙的神对我来说。
Bless us each one, we pray. Open our way before us. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
请赐福给我们。给我们前面的路开路，我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.